But soon he will learn manners. I will torture his body so that his soul learns to be humble.
Okay, he know we just talking here, right? I mean, we just getting people interested in
Cage Against the Machine.
I mean,
I feel like he yells on beats, but
I gotta represent for my man. I really started listening to him.
Yeah.
My boy introduced me to him back in like 2006.
Yeah.
He played me like a mixtape, like video right. that was going on, and I was like, okay, all right, this is not the normal LA Crip, you know what I'm saying, music. Yeah, yeah. He actually was, even back then, he was still talking about, you know, empowerment and, you know, a lot of intellectual topics, you know, yeah. coming from somebody who was also claiming rolling 60s and Crip. So I appreciated that. I mean, and then, you know, I wasn't a big fan off the rip, but after he was like a consistent working cat, bro. Yes. He just came out project after project. Got better and better. And I'm not going to lie, that victory lap, if you never heard anything he's done, go right. listen to Victory Lap. And it's a classic.
Even back to what was that?
Before he died.
The BET Award ciphers. Remember when he was, you know, I remember when he would like drop stuff on. Shout out to Not Right. Okay. I miss you, Not Right. Okay. I miss you. Shout out, Nation. Even those drops he would put weekly, Nipsey, it was intriguing and it gave me hope. I'll be honest, we've had this combo. I still struggle. How do I want to put this? I think Nipsey Hussle was extremely talented and good. I don't believe he was making music for me. And I think that more people besides Jay-Z need to make music for me.
So let me ask you this, Brett.
Yes.
Do you know what integrated vertically means?
I certainly do. And I know it.
Have you ever heard any other artists?
Have you ever heard of horizontal integration?
I have.
And
also,
I ain't talking about white and black kids eating together.
And Nipsey intertwined that in one of his songs.
Yes.
But you don't think you have any commonality?
How do I want to put it?
And he understands what integrated vertically means.
I'm glad he put those ideas out there, but it would be dishonest for me to say, God, I grew up in the projects and I'm broke right now and I need to learn that. I have two MBAs.
But
where do you think he learned integrated vertical integration from? Product differentiation. That's me!
And that's why you would love him.
I do.
I
have nothing but support. I just am very nervous after 12, 15 years of a lot of deals and backstage stuff in the music industry dealing with rap, of putting halo effects on rappers. And I think it's really important for us to talk about the challenges as well as the successes of each of them. Or else we do a disservice to ourselves in terms of the future. I think he's great, and I think he brings people into a conversation that you and I have all the time, and I'm glad he happened.
For me, I think it's always important to recognize the human side of each person. Because I think a lot of times when things like this happen, there is this cosmic effect to only look at, oh, well, he or she did this and he or she did that. And then they will turn around and use that same positive energy as a negative and say, well, he or she was also guilty of this and this.
Right.
Yes. So I think it's important to remember that there is a human element to every single And I don't want to use this term this
Even
loosely.
Jesus.
I don't want to use this term this loosely, but for this purpose, I'll go ahead and use it. Icon.
Okay.
You have to be very careful without intertwining that human element, because I mean, what ends up happening is Mr. Sweet and I, we talk about this all the time. How much I hate this. Is how everybody celebrates Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm.
without celebrating the intertwining of Malcolm X. Mm. Those two things are mutually exclusive. Mm. And I don't care how many times I have to say it. You couldn't have one without the other.
Right.
Because the bottom line is, right, this society has used Martin Luther King Jr.'s image as a way to downgrade and shoot down what also Malcolm X did. The reason why Martin Luther King Jr. was so successful is because they feared Malcolm X. And nobody wants to recognize that part for some reason.
A wise man told me, when they start putting you on coins and stamps,
mm-hmm.
that's when they got you. Speaking of which, if those who don't know and just found out, we are Cage Against the Machine, Round Zero, the official mixed martial arts podcast of the African diaspora, hip-hop culture, and woke people. I am the sweet MBA. As usual, despite all odds, I am joined by the one, the only,
Dr. J.K. Akins.
And we have a special guest for our episode. We've been trying to keep it about guests. Some of you know him out in the internets. Shout out to Combat Jack and that crew for coming up with internets. You may know him as the vegan gang lord himself, Mr. Chad Reed. Clap it up. I've known this brother for many a year in school. We are both of the tribe of Mulatto in Berkeley. And we went through these engineering young person programs to try to raise us out of our communities and be leaders. So we've crossed paths a couple times. And when I moved back to the East Bay, I ran into this brother. And he hit me up one day. And he goes, yo, I seen this Israel cat beating the crap out of some dude in an octagon. And I know you do a podcast. I want to support this UFC thing because it seems like there's a bunch of black champions. What am I watching?
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Are you calling me an MMA bandwagon?
Not at all.
No.
We don't
use that word around here.
And I'd also say that I would actually encourage your curious mind, that you're honest and able to admit. Because I have stances on this. I find that the same people who say that they can't watch MMA because it's too violent are the first ones who run to the fight in the club.
Right. Right.
They got time to watch their homegirls pull each other's hair out in the parking lot, but they can't watch it because it's too violent.
Right.
So dishonest.
And,
false
and, let's set the stage. I do hug trees.
As do I. We are from Berkeley.
Yes. I only eat plants.
90% of my diet.
And I'm very loving human being.
I'm actually getting better. I don't eat vegans anymore.
That's a step.
Direction. What is interesting, we talked about this a little bit more. I said a couple facts. So I spit to him how many great champions have been black and explained to him how until Rashad Evans won and Maurice Smith won, there was a joke in MMA that black people couldn't be champs, even though we have dominated kickboxing, karate.
Just saying.
Many of the martial arts and the early stage. And if you think about it, two of the greatest combat sports fighters of all time, Muhammad Ali, Jack Johnson.
Bruce Lee.
Yes, I will.
But not quite the avenue we were going.
Asian addict.
I was actually gonna go with Demetrius Johnson.
You know, he's from Berkeley. He used to be in Berkeley, and I heard
he hung out in Oakland.
Yes,
Auto Row, Broadway.
Yes,
so he caught that smoke from Wong Jackman. Rest in peace. Love you. Anyways.
And I heard he had a couple disputes with some pimps.
As did the illustrious Huey Newton. Yes. But we're not allowed to talk about that, right?
Is that making him black? If you have an interaction with a pimp, that doesn't automatically.
It depends if the, is it a pimp named Slickback or is it a is it is it depends on the pimp.
We need to do our research, Sean. Can we get you on that? See if it was pimp named Slickback.
That's old Deshaun. That's not young Jamie. He doesn't go and look things up for us. He's like, you better be educated. All the PhD and MBAs in the room, you better know this already.
Right. Right.
So to put it in context, some of the combos we were having, I was talking to Chad, and a lot of people, I didn't realize people don't know this. When Ari Emanuel came in and bought the UFC, Many people do not know that.
Dun, dun, dun.
The owner of William Morris Entertainment, the new owners. Many people do not know that his younger brother is Rahm Emanuel, who was chief of staff for Barack Obama.
Okay.
This country's first black president. Secondly, when he came in and he bought the UFC, he sold minority shares, means 20%, to a list of artists. We've talked about it over and over again. People still don't want to credit this. So 20% of the UFC is owned by black Americans. Venus Serena Williams.
Dun, dun, dun. Cam Newton.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
LL Cool J. Tyler
Perry.
You
know what I'm saying?
So this, the NFL ain't giving us deals like this.
Mm. Nor will they ever.
Okay?
Can you Nor will they ever.
Hold on. I'm ignorant to this.
Yes.
Has any MMA ever took a knee?
I'm so glad you asked that. Let me talk to you about this. You can take a knee as long as you want, as long as you know that you cannot knee or kick someone while they're taking a knee.
Ah.
Secondly, you very like what true. I did there? Secondly, there is a very famous, outspoken former champion that J.K. Atkins is a fan of, and I like, by the name of Tyron Woodley, who is from Ferguson, who openly would talk about issues in his community as a platform when he was
very
after
educated
fights.
On Woodley.
And a graduate of the University of Missouri.
And played a member of the lynch mob in Straight Outta Compton.
Okay.
So
jacking for beats.
I would say, with the exception of one cokehead by the name of John Jones, 99% of these dominant champions who look like us tend to be.
Wait. Did you hear about the cocaine shrimp? Were the, those John?
Cocaine and
Jones?
Cocaine
but
is
maybe
into
he was eating shrimp. But did you ever think that John Jones was eating shrimp before a match?
I think maybe he was listening to Timbaland and Jay-Z. Maybe that was it.
Jigga what?
I think we need to.
Jigga who?
Need to
get, no, lobster and shrimp.
Jigga what?
I think we need to actually rewind those rules and check if he had shrimp his pre-fight meal. Or pre-test meal.
Or, since he's been tested for this many times, the number one thing they cut cocaine with is, I don't know. I've just heard from people who sell drugs. I wouldn't know personally, sir. That you use creatine and you cut cocaine with it because it looks so much the same texture. So if you get tested for these PEDs and you have a high level of testosterone, it's probably from your cocaine dealer. But moving on. Point being, most active, what we would call woke folks tend to be MMA champions. Okay. And we never talk about this, right? And we don't talk about it because our community does not celebrate it the same way. So I applaud Chad for doing something that most people don't do. He called me and said, how do I learn about this sport? Can I come on and just ask y'all questions? And I said, yes, that's what we do a podcast about.
Yes.
So we embrace his curiosity. So we're going to talk about a couple things. It's still too early. I know what you guys want to know. We will do our promised Avengers Endgame podcast.
Oh, that's coming. But not enough people have seen it.
The spoiler lift is on Monday, according to Captain America. Secondly, there are, if you've already seen it, there are emotions that Sweet NBA is still working through, that JK is still working through, that Double D is still working through. We're not ready to talk about it. We will be ready to talk about it soon. Bear with us. Please be patient. Now,
can I give you a hug, man?
Not until you see the movie.
Okay, all right.
Okay, now let's talk about some early prelims. What are some fights that you're, one fight you're excited about, JK? Tell this man here what he should be looking for.
I'm looking forward to. I'm looking
He's
forward
not on
to.
This card. Sorry.
Irene Aldana and Betch Kohea.
I know why you're looking forward to that.
Wait, did you say, can we cuss?
So that, no.
Did
so,
you, he just cuss?
I know it sounds that way, but her name, so we're going to help you with it.
Yes.
Portuguese.
Help me.
Okay. That's pronounced bitch.
Betch.
I know.
Kohea.
That's
you and
what
I
was
from,
saying to,
you,
I, that's what I was saying you, to all those girls. That,
right. You and I, where we come from, we're like, Betch better have my money.
Yes.
I get it. But no, that's Betch Kohea.
Okay.
Kohea.
So, see, even I need help. Now,
Kohea.
He's from Africa.
Okay.
And that's where they educate our people so they can speak multiple languages and like make water out of gold. Here
and they have vibranium.
And they have whereas us, you and I, don't learn to do our taxes until, you know, we're stuck at 30.
40.
Thank you. So Betch Correa for a time was training at AKA, and they asked her, well, why? She's like, I have my grappling, but I really want to learn boxing. And this is great because she's going to learn some boxing from Aldana, certainly in this fight. And
quite possibly.
She's going to get touched up and knocked
possibly.
Out.
I'd like to see a little wrestling those two.
It won't be wrestling.
Oh.
She's a bit of a wrestler, but when she's gotten exposed by real wrestlers a couple times.
Yeah.
But Aldana, her hands are very disgusting. She's
and
a really
she's got
savage Mexican
very
boxer.
Long arms.
Right. She'll put it on you. What's the equivalent from boxing, you would think?
Bitches usually do have long arms, by the way.
Betch Correa has a long arm?
Betch.
Betch.
Betches. Have
see,
long arms.
I give chances, black people.
Now,
I want
now,
you to win.
Y'all see the confused look
right
on this African
like
face.
Like,
right?
You know, it's like that scene in the Avengers. Just pow, right? One fight I don't want to see, and I'm not talking about it, BJ Penn and Clay.
Why?
Not
for what?
Not okay.
For what?
Not okay.
Why? You know what? The next time I want to see a fight like this, I will go to downtown Oakland and go to a senior community. And let's see if two guys
we should go
dogs in the
back parking lot of Home Depot in Emeryville.
I mean, seriously,
this is not cool.
Some action.
What's
on
another
there.
Fight we should get excited about for the prelims?
BJ Penn, I know that guy.
Yes, the prodigy.
D squared, would you mind scrolling a little bit for us?
Let's see the early prelims. Let's see early. That's about
let's
it.
See.
Oh man, I used to get excited about. Carolina, Luana Carolina, the woman she was going to fight, but that's not going to happen. So here's what I will get excited about. Help me with this.
Said Nurmagomedov.
Dagestani, cousin of one Habib Nurmagomedov versus, I can't say that in Portuguese, help me, even though he looks like my child.
Ronen Barcelos.
Honen. I would look at that as Rayoni.
Rayoni.
Can you bring me some milk?
Rayoni.
Who do you got in that one? What do you think that ends up as?
Oh, boy. This is a very evenly matched fight. I know that people are going to see the name Nurmagomedov and lose their pants.
Yeah.
But
he's still a little young. He's still a little green.
Said is not Habib.
And he doesn't train with Habib.
No.
He trains with Zabit. Mm-hmm. And Muslim Sokolov with Mark Henry and Thomas Almeida.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. We are going to move on. You know what time it is, Cage Cousins. I am the Sweet NBA. We are here with the vegan ganglord himself, Chad Reed. We're also joined by
the doctor, J.K. Atkins.
Everything you are hearing, experiencing, feeling is brought to you by the good staff at Dream Air Productions.
Don't you see those lasers coming out?
We'll
of my
be
fingers.
Right back.
Look.
Holler at your boy.
Chill. Yeah.
And we were once black.
One question.
Yes.
You mind if I introduced a small soliloquy before we get started?
Here we go.
Small one.
Okay.
No, seriously. I just wanted to take a moment to send out my condolences to all my fellow countrymen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Going through a second cyclone in a 3-week span.
Yes.
The second cyclone hit my hometown of Nampula. Mm. So,
prayers out, man. Prayers out.
So, I obviously going through a few of those cyclones myself in my youth. I know how terrifying it could be for children. So any of you out there that care at all, please give to the Red Cross. The Red Cross, I can tell you for a fact, from personal experience, is legitimate because they literally saved my life. So
good to know. See,
please take a moment.
We attack and take down false narratives. Somebody who has benefited from the Red Cross.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be talking about UFC 237, which is the women's
strawweight title.
Strawweight title won Rose Namajunas.
Namajunas.
Thug Rose
mm-hmm.
versus Jessica Andrade. Well done. I can't say her nickname. I'm not that
well bad. Done.
Thank you.
Drosh.
Andrade, not
her nickname.
No, she actually has a nickname. Okay. It's like
I don't even know what
it's
like.
Is. The main deal or something. All right,
we would call her Drazi.
Young Drazi.
And she would probably catch you with a cold left hook.
Young Drazi with the left.
I would be remiss if I did not shout out one of our actual official sponsors, and that is Seawolf, located in beautiful Oakland, California, in Jack London Square on 4th and Webster. Thank you to all the staff for hosting our meetup. I just want to speak about how when we walked in there, there were six people one time. And we said, if you give us a chance, we will get people watching MMA. And now there's standing room only.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
We
power of the podcast.
We are often humbled by the amount of complimentary things you give us. We try to pay you and tip you. You will not let us. So we're going to keep shouting you out on our podcast. If you want to watch MMA and you live in Oakland in the East Bay, go to Seawolf. It is cracking.
Seawolf.
Where do we have the location, the official location?
Yeah, 350 4th Street, Oakland, California. It's at 4th and Webster. Yeah, it's right. You can walk from Amtrak.
There you go.
Not that you would ride Amtrak to. But
I mean, if you're not coming from Sacramento, you might.
Yeah, no.
They might be a future sponsor.
You know, can't find a fight anywhere in Sacramento. Let's get on Amtrak now.
Get on Amtrak. Get on down to Seawolf's and don't. I see love that. The Booger Wolf.
I like how you added an S.
Right.
Like,
I was just every like, black. I was like,
did you say this was a black podcast?
Yeah, you are officially a black uncle.
Y'all understand. Uncle,
where are they at? They right
what,
by,
what it name is?
They're right by Barnes and Nobles.
What it name is?
Seawolf.
Not too far from Walmart's.
Yeah.
Walmart's.
And what? And could you go down and pick up some almonds at Costco's? Okay. Our first fight is in the light heavyweight category. It is one Antonio
Rogério Nogueira versus Ryan Spann or Spann.
So Little Nog, who is at the end of his rope, versus Ryan Spann. I have
the end of his rope. No, he got both ankles in the grave.
I'm being respectful.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Not. You never will be. I have said this for a while. I am not happy with this trend of feeding old legends to young lions to raise their profile. JK doesn't think that there should be a Legends versus Legends League. I just don't think this is a good way to finish out this contract.
I mean, I've already seen Royce Gracie versus Ken Shamrock in Bellator. I never want to see that piece of trash ever again.
But they're like,
I have no desire.
But those are like old. Those are like old. I mean, like, you could find someone Little Nog's age to fight. So, Ryan Spann, part of my fantasy league. I'm counting on him. He fights for his family and especially his son. It's deeply inspiring. He does not have the experience that Little Nog does, but he has the power and the youth. My prediction is he will win by TKO from a knee to the body.
Mm. I'm not going to even go in a soliloquy. What the hell for? Okay. I mean,
who will win?
How many fingers am I holding up? Smelling Salts.
Can I do my prediction?
Oh, wait, he's getting knocked. Who's getting knocked out? Smelling Salts is his code for you're getting knocked out. Who's getting knocked out?
Nogueira.
At what round?
First.
Okay. Wow. It's painful. Yes.
I'm going to say Spann in the Little Nog. Hit him right in the Little Nog.
No, they're both fighting. You have to pick one.
Yeah. Spann is going to hit him in the Little Nog.
Oh, you can't.
And it's going to be a KO.
If you punch somebody in the nuts, you get disqualified.
Oh.
You learn to lose points.
All right. New strategy. I'm going to go with Little Nog.
I appreciate you asking questions because it's how we learn. Moving on to a next fight, I am excited to see this in the lightweight bout. One of my favorite fighters of all time. One, Francisco Trinaldo versus Diego Ferreira. Why do I like Francisco Trinaldo? He's not too flashy, typical Muay Thai Brazilian practitioner. He looks like my dad to me. He acts like my dad to me.
I like Thai food. You said Muay Thai?
Muay Thai, yeah.
I like Thai food.
Have you ever
too,
been
man.
A daughter in Montclair?
No, man.
Illest Thai food in the East Bay. Illest. I'm taking you. Okay, versus Diego Ferreira. This is rough. I'm going to hope and pray. This is my heart talking, not my mind. I think Francisco pulls out a decision win. I don't think he should fight again after this.
Yet again, for what reason? For what reason? You are wasting my time.
There ain't nobody young
time.
On this card.
You are wasting my time.
Hold on, can I get a little reference? Is this the Vince Carter of MMA?
No, because that infers greatness. Vince Carter was great.
Stop hating on my boy.
That infers greatness.
Would you not agree he was a great kickboxer in
who,
where he lived?
Who are we talking about?
Francisco.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah.
Yes, fair.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
Here's
but I
the
mean,
thing you have to appreciate, Mr. Vegan Ganglord, about MMA. When you watch a MMA fight, a high-level UFC, you're actually watching something that's similar to the Olympics. They're actually practicing six sports at once.
Wow.
So imagine
or more.
Thai food, Chinese food, Ethiopian food.
All at once.
All at once.
And so they're practicing multiple disciplines that are locking together. So somebody like Francisco could be great at one of them, but not great at enough of them to be high on the level as a ranking. And you see that with a lot of guys. They're one faceted. They got one style, two styles. The greats typically are B levels at six styles all at once. Fair assessment?
Very fair.
Okay.
Very
okay.
fair.
So who do you think wins? I know you don't like this fight. I get it. Everyone here is old.
I'll take Diego for AR.
Hater. How about you?
Yeah.
You know, that dude's forehead, bro.
Yes.
It's impenetrable.
Yes, I agree.
I'm going Francisco.
I like your style. I'm going to need your help. Moving on to the next fight. We have one, Thiago Alves fighting Laureano Stalapoli. Is that how you say it?
Very good.
That dude's going to get thrashed.
Yeah, he's Argentinian, but if you know anything about South America, there's a huge amount of Europeans who moved to Argentina after a little event called World War II. Why would they do that?
I wonder.
Anyways, Thiago, here's my theory. Thiago is not anywhere near his prime. Is that a safe way to put it?
Thiago, but yeah.
Thiago. However, he trains at a highly decorated
the
MMA camp called America Top Team, and his training partner, Dustin Diamond Poirier, just won the lightweight belt. I got to believe that type of confidence and emotion carries over to your next fight when your boy, who you've been training with, just won a belt.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
It helps the mind game and the mind game's fighting.
Just ask Cain Velasquez.
Ooh, but that dude's been injured and out of the ring. Out the octagon.
Further proves my point.
But this guy has
just
fought.
Ask Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Ooh, but who's her training partner that's a champ?
One Amanda Nunes.
They're not training partners. Yeah. She's ready to fight her. They're not friends. They're frenemies.
My point is,
you know
they both trained at ATT.
You know that thing girls
that
do?
That don't mean a doggone thing if you ain't got that swing.
No, but he really
doop 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 doop.
Harlem Knights. Well done. Well done. Harlem Knights. Remember that?
Best movie ever.
That's a whole other podcast.
One of the best.
One of the worst. But we'll talk about it later. What's your prediction? You think Stalapoli is going to get knocked out there?
He's going to get creamed.
He's going to get knocked out and afterwards.
I'm going to say a little prayer for him now. My vegan prayer. Let's all bow our heads.
Here's my vegan prayer for him. That's a spicy meatball.
Going to hell in gasoline Alves, draws, I'm telling you.
And shout out to Jennifer Alves out there. She's a comedian.
Great.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with Thiago.
Since we're shouting out comedians, shout out to Christopher Riggins.
Yes.
Shout out to Kasim Bentley.
Yes.
I just wanted to shout out some comedians.
Yes. Okay.
White Out.
Yeah. I don't think people appreciate
Rico.
This. When they
Rico
see me
the
in
great.
Public, they're like, yo, you actually do love me. And I don't think y'all should be surprised. That's just going to be me. I do actually want y'all to be successful. I just want you to win. That's just kind of who I am.
I just want to be successful.
Oh no! Oh no!
Dad dancing.
Drake. Oh, no. Light skin.
Oh no! No. Oh, never. No. I told. Never oh, no. say the name.
Oh, Drake. No. Light skin. Oh no! No. Oh,
I mean.
No. No.
I've told you many times that Drake is not part of our tribe.
What in the world of Rakim is going on here?
Moving on to the next fight.
Okay.
This is going to be nuclear. It's not going to go well. JK has fighters that are his favorite.
No, I don't.
No. Okay, I forgot. You just like who's really good. There's somebody he has been saying is the greatest featherweight of all time.
And it's not even close.
And you'd have to be an idiot to argue. And that would be one Jose Junior Aldo.
Jose.
He has a great docudrama about him on Netflix if you ever want to learn his story. Okay. It's in Brazilian, but it's ill.
Portuguese.
Subtitles.
Brazilian Portuguese. Yeah, subtitles. Fighting against City Kickboxing's own Kiora mate, Alexander Volkanovski.
Volkswagen.
For those of you who were impressed with the ground game and takedown of one Israel Adesanya, and who thought he wasn't going to be able to handle Kelvin Gastelum, I don't have any names. I'm not even going to gloat. I love you. I know, because you wanted Afkin to win anyway, secretly in your heart.
I didn't care who won.
You just wanted to see the fight. Was that the best fight of all of history?
Loved it. Yeah, it was an awesome fight.
Period. You should have seen the misses, though. She was like looking at me and Deshaun like, just tell me he's going to win. No, don't punch him. It was hilarious. part of the brilliance of the camp and their striking.
By the way, Nigerian, I want to just add that. Go ahead.
Where you pay taxes.
Okay. Let's talk about this whole myth busting, okay? First of all.
Now this is a whole new show.
Stop. First of all,
where
no,
you pay taxes?
No. Where you live does not change your bloodline.
We're not talking about bloodlines.
I am.
But
that's another part.
That's there you go. That's that socialism.
No, it is not.
Because I'm talking
no,
about
it.
That's
not.
What we're talking about.
Because somebody had the nerve to call me an American. No, I'm Mozambican.
Fair. You're a Mozambican.
Point blank, okay. Period.
You're a Mozambican American.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
You're a real African American. I'll buy you a Cosby sweater. So part of the logic that I walk through with
no
this.
No Jell-O pudding pops.
None. Part of the logic I worked through this, who has ever really challenged Jose Aldo? In my estimation, people either beat him or they lose to him. There's only really been one person who challenged him. Would you agree?
Yeah.
And that was Chad Mendes.
Right.
And who's the person who dominated Chad Mendes? Alexander Volkanovski. I love Jose Aldo. I have a lot of loyalty to him. I do not want to see what's going to happen on Saturday. I do believe that this man will get knocked out.
Can I just let you guys know that I have a great amount of knowledge on this bout?
Okay.
All right.
This ought to
be
interesting.
Want me to break it down?
Yes.
Please.
It's going to be
I actually did my prep work on this.
Yeah!
All right. So, Volkswagens are great cars, right? So... And then Aldo's are great shoes. So you got two people coming from great historical genetical lines of greatness. Volkswagen against Aldo. The battle of the brand.
Okay. And with that being said.
Hold on. Did you say genetical?
Genetical.
I appreciate you, Keith Murray, and I'm going to leave you alone.
Okay.
So who do you think will win in this genetical battle?
You have mid-grade brands.
Yeah.
Volkswagen, mid-grade brand. It's not the greatest car, but it's a nice luxury brand. And then you have Aldo, which you can find in any strip mall. Not any strip mall. Any mall across America. It's a kind of mid-grade shoe, mid-grade car.
So who's going to win?
This is a tough one, man.
Yes.
This is a tough one, man.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Aldo.
Smart.
I bought my girl some Aldos. I'm going to go with Aldo.
Okay.
The bottom line is, you are not going to beat Jose Aldo in Rio de Janeiro. It's not going to happen. You can...
Even if... So I think I'm hearing you right. If you get a decision, it's not going to go your way. But you're just saying that his vibe is going to be so amped by he's close to home, he's not losing.
He never loses in Rio.
Fair. Okay.
That is something that will just not happen.
Well, I don't gloat, but I kind of was right last podcast. So,
I mean,
see,
clock is right twice a day. A dead clock is right twice a day.
And I told you about Thor. Okay, so thank you very much.
Spoiler alert.
That's why we watched this because the dynamic. I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our main card. We are going to pay some bills. We'll be right back. I'm joined by our special guest, the vegan gang lord himself, Mr. When I Post on Facebook, I Upset You, Chad Reed, as well as the highly educated, highly credible, and incredible Dr. J.K. Atkins. I'm Sweet yes. MBA. Follow me at Sweet MBA, but don't get at me because I'll get at you. We'll be you right back. Theoretically. And we are beige.
And black.
Two-thirds.
As hell.
Two-thirds beige.
Two-thirds beige. 66%. Ladies and gentlemen.
This is what evolution does. See this? From here to
future
there.
Future of America. Old world.
No. I am where life began.
Yes.
Without me, you would not exist.
The beginning, the end.
Without me, you would not even exist.
I am where life will end. I am the anti-life equation. I am the answer. I am the infinity gauntlet. Okay, so I am inevitable.
Now, I know this guy.
You know this guy.
I know this guy.
We are ready for our co-main event. We have one Jared Cannonier.
Don't know that guy.
Versus
Anderson.
The Spider Silva. Bit of a segue. There is, in my opinion, this thing called GOAT. And GOAT stands for the greatest of all time. And what that is to me is a chorus or a meeting, a Hall of Fame category that people can join. A fighter we just talked about, Jose Aldo. Is in the GOAT category. Another fighter who's on this card who shouldn't be, BJ Penn, is in the GOAT category. These are people who left an indelible mark on the sport and everybody had to change after they came.
Yes.
One of the modern day GOATs is a man by the name of Anderson Silva. And this proves my point that you know who he is.
Yes.
Which means that his mission.
I know somebody on this screen.
And I'm going to gather the reason why.
I prefer to say one of the greatest of all time. The undisputed, as far as I'm concerned, greatest of all time is Demetrius Johnson.
Fair.
And for me, that's not up for debate.
He's black.
But
if you've noticed the hint, it's about definition, right?
Yeah,
so for me, black. Greatest of all time is a team. It's like Avengers or X-Men, right? Or
can you put Anderson Silva in the conversation? Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Wait.
It's a tag. It's a hashtag.
Brett, I have
you put
this
it on,
question.
It's a meta tag. Hold yes.
On. You said I could ask any question I want.
Okay. Is it related to this?
Yes, related to this. To what he just said. Have you ever known a white man named Demetrius?
Yes.
It's Russian. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Yes.
Right. Have you ever known a white man or Caucasian man or European person named Demetrius?
Known? No. Heard? Yes.
Okay.
All right. That had nothing to do with this, but just wanted to throw that out there.
Thank you.
All right.
Dun, dun, dun.
We were talking about Anderson
Silva. How do you know about Anderson? You know about Anderson because he fought a famous fighter.
He broke his leg,
That's
man.
How you know about him.
Oh, God. Did you see?
I was hoping that he was... I was hoping that you would remember him as being one of the only fighters to fight in the Coliseum in Oakland. We really got to change this. There's not a good reason
man,
why.
Man, he
not
broke
MMA
his
there.
Leg. Oh, God. Yes. Dude, I was crying.
Yes.
I was crying like a tree was taken out of this universe, man.
Yeah, my wife stopped watching UFC for 3 years because of it.
She I could
upset.
Understand.
Yeah.
I could understand.
Great dude.
I went vegan after he broke his leg.
That's not why you went vegan.
That's not why.
I know. This is complicated, but it's not. Jared Cannonier is number 10 by proxy.
He's going to get his ass. I mean, his beat.
I do beat. Not. I have yet to see high-level things out of Jared Cannonier that makes me think he will push past 10. But I've learned a couple things. The moment for Anderson Silva, my greatest favorite fighter of yesterday, to regain his belt is over. That moment was taken from him by the greatest fighter of tomorrow, which is Israel Adesanya. He is not going to win this fight. He may not get knocked out, but he is not going to win. Even on decision in his native country, in his hometown, he is not going to win. I've been educated by Dr. J.K. Atkins in something called being realistic. And it has shaped my view. Have I finally learned the lesson?
Have you? I got to admit, I'm shocked. I'm shocked at what I'm hearing. The problem that I have,
yes,
is that Anderson Silva has nothing left to prove. There's nothing left to prove. So if there is nothing left to prove, what is the reason to continue to fight? The man's greatness is not up for debate. That's period. So when there's nothing left to strive for, when there's nothing left to prove, when there is nothing left for you to actually accomplish, what is the point to continue to compete? And as a former athlete, I have always been motivated by the need to prove something. When there's nothing left to prove, what do you do? What do you do? Why continue to compete? It really hurts my heart to see him continue to fight, because I am afraid that he is going to get himself seriously hurt and put in the hospital.
Whoa. He could do something worse than breaking his leg like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Yes, he could.
Traumatic brain injury. Break his back. Yeah. Like, it could get worse.
It could get worse.
It could get worse.
I thought that was it.
It could get worse. No.
Breaking your leg like that, I thought that was
it could get so much worse.
It could get so much worse.
There's been worse injuries than that in the sport.
Yes.
They don't stop it, man.
They do, but
we need more vegan refs in MMA.
We need more refs. We need
more vegan refs.
And what's up with that one ref from the last fight? Whose dad was that?
Y'all see the look on my face right now?
Moving on, let's just say this. Why did he put this out? There's a thing, I'll give you an analogy. Sometimes your artists, because I know you listen to a lot of 90s hip-hop and R&B, mm-hmm. you're like, why do we have a greatest hits album? Because there was X amount in the contract and we had to finish that last album.
Right.
And they
right.
knew better right. than to put out something new because it's going to sound terrible.
Right.
So that's, to me, this is him ending the contract.
Okay.
Moving on to my favorite part.
The main event.
Doctor, if you would.
The main event of the evening. Introducing first, fighting out of the blue corner. She fights out of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. By the way, I'm not sure.
What's her mama color?
She is the challenger, weighing in at 115 pounds. She is Jessica Andrade. And fighting out of the red corner, she is the champion.
She is kind of androgynous, too.
Out of Milwaukee, by way of Lithuania, she is the champion. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Thug Rose Namajunas.
I'm only going to say this.
Amber
once.
Rose is fighting MMA now? Amber Rose is fighting MMA.
And she's beefing with one of the Kardashians.
I said.
To the MMA.
Ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. I said Lithuania, not Cape Verde.
Now just remember, those of us who are not vegan, our brains actually work. So we listen the first time. Yeah. Now, hashtag vegan cat. Little known fact. May not even be relevant. Jessica Andrade. Was that what you're saying was androgynous?
Looks androgynous to me.
Her girlfriend doesn't think so. Okay, moving
good
on.
Good point.
Now, moving on.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. All right.
Moving on. This is a very interesting, long-awaited fight.
Some people are in
it. Here is how I'm going to move through it very quickly. Where has Jessica Andrade lost? Submissions by wrestlers. Decisions by the one blitz and run person named...
I can tell you where she lost.
Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
The nice contest. She looks mean. Have you seen... Look at this look on her face.
She's supposed to be mean.
You have to have love,
now,
man. We need more love.
Love in a fight?
In the MMA, we need more love.
Oh.
We need more love.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ari, Dana, you guys need to update your website. You really need to hire this guy. His voice is great. He'll help your brand. I have to tell you this one time. But I'm not going to tell you my price anymore because it's going to get higher and higher if you don't get right. Now, my vote, obviously, I'm a fan of the champ. If she is to win, she has to dominate the mid-range. Yes. Leg kicks to the inner thigh are going to be critical because she knows Andrade wants a takedown. I think my partner here is going to disagree. I think Rose is more of a threat on the ground than Andrade is. She has a lot of ground and pound.
Rose is a threat on the ground.
But I think Rose has the higher level jiu-jitsu. I also think that most of her striking, because of her time with Sancho, sets up really nasty takedowns that she can exploit. I think for Rose, her tactic, she cannot rely on going to the scorecards or she will lose.
Well, the interesting thing about this fight and the thing that I am the most intrigued by is the extreme contrast in styles.
Yes.
You know, as the old saying goes, styles make fights. And this fight, you couldn't see two fighters on farther ends of the spectrum ever, probably.
Yeah.
We're looking at Nam Yunus, who is a extremely very well-rounded fighter who, with every single fight that you see her at, she brings something new to the game.
Yes.
I look at Thug Rose Nami Yunus, and she is the mixed martial arts version of a pot of gumbo.
Mm.
As time goes along, another ingredient is added.
Who does she remind you of as a fighter, like we've seen archetypically?
Demetrius Johnson. She is very similar to Demetrius Johnson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The major difference between she and Demetrius is I believe that Rose is a better boxer than Demetrius Johnson.
Okay, yeah.
I think that Demetrius Johnson has better footwork and better ability to make transitions.
Right, hence the Matt Hume.
Yeah. Right. So I think that is the major difference between the two,
yeah.
But their games are extremely similar. Now, with Andrade, what's interesting about her is she is, in my opinion, the women's mixed martial arts version of Brock Lesnar. And this is what I mean
she
by
looks
that.
Like him too.
This is what I mean by that.
I was thinking Sean Sherk, but okay.
Oh, okay. Sean Shark is also another good one.
The Land Shark mentality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another very good one. She has a brutal left hook. If she is able to get inside, your lights are going out.
Mm.
I don't care if you're a woman, man, 200 pounds, 115, your ass is going down. Mm. It's just that simple. However, where Andrade lacks is her ability to diversify her game with boxing.
Mm.
She focuses on the hooks in both hands a little bit too much because that is where her power is. And because of that, she has the need to get inside.
Too much Muay Thai.
Possibly. Yeah. So as you alluded to earlier, I do expect Rose to come in very strong on that inside leg kick.
Yep.
Very strong. Mm-hmm. So Andrade is going to have to have the ability to adjust that game plan. And I would, what I would actually like her to do is actually jab to the body during this fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can see that.
In order to nullify Rose Namajunas' not only reach, but the ability, her ability to get in and out.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that Rose does very well is hit you without getting hit.
Yep. Mm.
So she is a master at that.
That's kind of a good strategy.
And that is the reason why I liken her to Demetrius Johnson. Yeah. The ability to hit without getting hit.
Because her footwork, she's very good at angles as well as slight adjustments to where she could stay. That's what I meant by the mid-range.
Exactly.
She stay in there.
Exactly.
And not be intimidated.
Right. And with her head movement, Rose, we're talking about Namajunas, that is. Her head movement makes the whole thing go because she diversifies her ability to escape.
Yeah.
The way that she escapes is not always the same. She will parry. Mm. She will use head movement. She will get in and out. She always diversifies. She's never on the center line where she can be found all the time.
Great point.
And that's what makes her so great. With Andrade, we know she's gonna try to use her strength. I mean, the woman is really a 145 pounder in a 115 pound body.
Mm. Yep.
That's really what she is.
Yeah.
And the craziest part about Andrade was, remember, she used to fight at 135.
Right. I was just about to.
Now, to come down 20 pounds and still maintain that strength, especially for a woman fighter, that's unheard of. And if she gets her hands on Namajunas, it could get ugly. It could get ugly because the one thing that you cannot do is you cannot get into a battle with Andrade in which you are having to match strength, because that is a battle that you are going to lose, point blank period. So Rose also has to find a way that if she ends up on her back, she gets up very quickly, because if Andrade holds her down for any amount of the time and those elbows come down, Rose is going to be looking like the Predator real soon and real quick in that fight. There's going to be a lot of blood.
F Billboard and the editor, I am the Predator.
Okay. And I could just say, I mean, I'm really knowledgeable about this fight. And again, really knowledgeable. I just want you guys to know, if you seen the last fight, Amber Rose's last fight against 21 Savage, she knocked him out, man. That's kind of why they split apart. If they go ahead and fight. Okay.
How many punches did she land? A lot?
Like you were saying.
Saw you coming. We're going to get out of here. There's nothing but tomfoolery coming.
Yeah.
He's not going to get better. But we had a great time.
I had a great time.
In the dungeon. Well, I don't live here. Let me not invite you to somebody else's studio.
Alrighty.
You are welcome to be a part of Cage. You are welcome to be part of Cage anytime. I had an absolute pleasure. I think this brother did too.
Yes.
More to come.
Thank you guys. Thank you for having me.
Are we gonna see a podcast out of you?
Yes, yes. Oh yeah. So let's shameless plug.
It's not
the
shameless.
Podcast. It's not shameless.
Let me explain what you've been trying. So Chad's been chasing me for the last 3 years, like, dude, you're the Black Joe Rogan. Help us. And I'm like, I sent out documents and plans and nobody follows up. Nobody does it.
You did.
He
thinks he's serious. So if you're ready to go, we have it here. We have the followers. Let's go.
And listen, I want you guys to tune in to the debate show. It's coming soon. Basically, the premise of the show is we wanted to get all of this arguing and bickering, not only out of the Black community, but out of the community as a whole.
Yeah.
We wanted to objectively look at social media topics and, you know, you take a pro side, you take a con side, and we wanted to show people what it is to debate and to talk, to civilly debate, take it back to the old ancient artistry of the, you know, debaters of the past, And we wanted to bring this to the social media debates that people are having trouble, and that bread itself is having a hard time staying off people. You do like to argue, man, but you don't like to argue online. You've kind of given that up. But on the debate show, we give you a forum. We give you a platform.
Because people never have to produce their facts because they don't have any on online. And I learned that the hard way.
Yeah. What I've learned for myself is I tick people off because I only hit them with facts.
Yes.
So it's, yeah.
You would do good on the debate show.
So we'll make you this promise. We'll help you get it up and running. And then if you ever do team stuff, we will be a team and we'll come in and attack a topic.
Actually, this is the way the show format is. We
get
have
ready for blood.
Three judges.
Yeah.
Celebrity judges, which yes. You guys would fit in that.
Uh-oh.
Celebrity judge. You guys are celebrities. You're making... Dude, can I divulge?
Last year he made JK's like, you're a media person now. Damn it. Now he's telling me I'm a celebrity. See, this is where the trouble starts.
Yeah.
Very soon I end up and I have fake breasts. You just ain't right. Look, we gotta stop somewhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, we gotta get out of here. So
thank you guys for having me, man.
Thank you for coming. We certainly appreciate it.
The debate show on all your social medias, debate show on Instagram, the debate show on Facebook. Check us out.
I am the Sweet MBA. This is the vegan ganglord himself, Chad Reed. I'm joined by...
the doctor, J.K. Ockhands.
Everything you see, hear, experience on this show is done by Dream Air Productions and Double D, especially my special effects from last time. You remember that? Remember I could shoot fireballs? That's because we're the best. And without further ado...
chill!